But the point is that when we're, the scripture says, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, okay? But each of you think of yourself with sober judgment according to the level of grace God has given you, okay? So the idea is to not, so here, I've lived there since 1984. It's a long time, really long time. I've never encountered that exact situation before. Never happened in all those years. And we can have the attitude, well, I've done it this way for 36 years. If somebody's going to do it different, they're wrong. Right, that can be our attitude. I'm right, anybody else is wrong because I've done it this way. And God doesn't want us to have that attitude. Always have an attitude of humility. In other words, always question yourself. When you have a conflict with another human being, always question yourself. Don't right away think, I'm right. Okay? That's important. Because most of our stuff we have is with other human beings. Okay? And most of the stuff we have, we think we're right. And they're wrong. And they think they're right. And we're wrong. And guess what? Half the people are wrong. If you come at something and you both have different points of view, that's running all the time. And God wants to approach things with humility. It's humility, and it's not thinking you're all that. Do not think yourself more highly than you ought. Okay? Don't think you're all that when you're not all that. Right? And so it's just a matter of that. And it's a huge, huge thing in the way we approach other people and the way we approach God. Now, there's this false humility that people can have. Oh, I'm a drug addict, I'm a drunk, I'm worthless, I'm no good to anybody, you know, I've done all these bad things, I'm a piece of garbage, right? So, you know, it's a bunch of baloney, because you're still willing to, when you get in a little conflict with a roommate or whatever, you're willing to stand your ground, and so you still think you're something, you're not walking around like you're worthless, and now some people do. Some people actually do believe they're worthless, and they're depressed, and they just soon die, right? And I shared that recently, that when people get that attitude and they say, I'm so bad, my badness is worse, more powerful than God's goodness, then that's a false humility also. My badness is more powerful than God's goodness. God cannot work through me. God cannot use me. That's a false humility. So there's this whole idea of humility being this quiet little person that says, oh, you know, I'm this and that, and, you know, I whatever you say, you know, that's not humility. Humility, in my understanding of it, is understanding our proper position. Okay, understanding our proper, it's living in truth. So now, when you start thinking how awesome God is, and so you think, if we had somebody here who's like Billy Graham type thing, and I'm sitting here going, well, Rick, you want to talk? You want to let Billy talk? Well, let him, right? I'm not in that dude's league, you know, let him do his thing, right? So I look at who he is compared to who I am, and I say, wow, I'm not in his league, so you're the guy, you're the man, I'm not the man, you're the man, right? And so I step down and say, wow, and I hold him in high esteem. I look at athletes sometimes, I've seen football players, you guys might want to see it sometime, you see these guys are pretty big, right? And they jump over a standing guy. They run up, and they put their hands on their shoulders while they're standing, and jump over. Have you ever seen that? They're kind of just messing around, not on the field, you know. And I go, wow, you know, I have tremendous respect for your ability, and you feel humbled before them, okay, in that area. Because you go, man, we look at a human being. This is the idea. We look at a human being with particular abilities, and we hold them in high esteem. We're humbled before them. Why? Because we see what they can do that we can't do. All right? How much more should we hold God in high esteem? Okay? If this spirit of humility, because we see truth. You see? It's not like you go, you know, you're the guy, this and that. You really feel it. You feel the humility. You go, he's not somebody I'm going to mess with. You do the same thing when you see some Matt, the guys you know Matt. You know, you wouldn't mess with Matt. You know, I still remember a guy, the story, and this guy, he's pretty big, and he went up and he was messing with Matt, wrestling around, and Matt grabbed hold of him. He had a hold of him, you know, and the guy's fighting and wrestling. Matt said, hey, I still got a free hand. I still got a free hand, you know? And I shared it in class, you know, and I knew the guy was there. And he goes, that was me. You know? And so you just go, no, you don't mess with that guy because it's not going to turn out well. You know, you go, guy's 350 and he's strong and he's fast. You have humility before him. You see what I'm saying? Because you look at it in truth. Okay. So now what happens is we can see where we'd be humbled before a big guy, and we'd be humbled before a guy that knows martial arts a lot, right? We would be humbled before them. We would live in a spirit of thinking, okay, I don't want to really make this guy mad. I am not going to go try to push myself on them, right? So in a sense, that's a spirit of humility. We're taking a subordinate place to them in the physical realm, okay? We take a subordinate place in the physical realm because we see truth. You don't say, oh, I got to remember every day, don't mess with Matt. I got to remember every day Matt's stronger. No, you just know it. You just know Matt's stronger, and you know the other guy knows martial arts. It's part of who you are to say, I'm holding myself in a lower spot than them in this realm. All right. When you meet up with another brother, there's all these different parts of people that are different than you are. And God's spirit is on each one of them. They're your brother in the Lord. And God says, I'm the one that makes you fail or makes you succeed. A Jacob I loved and Esau I hated. All right? So he's the one. And when Jacob I loved and Esau I hated, and so God is the one who brings everything. And so you got a brother in the Lord. And why? And Jesus said, he said, why do you judge your brother? Okay? Each person is my servant. Right? And when the disciples are saying, well, what's going to happen to him, what's going to happen to them? He said, hey, that's not your business. It's my business. And so what happens here is that if you'd say, oh yeah, Matt's tough or this Japanese guy's tough, think about how, you can't even imagine how much tougher God is. Okay? That he's way beyond it. Worship is holding God in high esteem. Okay? And so many times we bring God down to our level, son. Right? And we get this concept, well, God can't do this, or God's not going to do this, or God won't do this, or whatever. And I'm going, where do you get these ideas? You made them up in your mind. You made up in your mind that, okay, I'm 200 pounds, that guy's 110, no problem. You made up your mind you can take that guy because you perceived it, because you judged him by his size. What happened when the king was being chosen? What happened? Brought all the different people. He said, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he's taller.
Right, he was smaller. You know, he was smaller. And God said, don't pay attention to the stature. I got it figured out. I got it figured out. Because God looks at things differently. You know, and David, when he went up against Goliath, he says, I've handled the bear, I've handled the lion, I can handle you. Right? Just like that little guy. He goes, well, I've handled this, I handled that, so, okay, bring it on. You know, come on. That's what you need to do. I'll show you, because I have what I've done in the past. The point is, what I'm trying to say is, we would look at people who are really smart, or people that are really strong, or people that are really talented, or really good musicians, or really good actors and actresses, and we hold them in high esteem. People worship sports stars. You know, they worship them, right? How much greater is God than the people that we look up to and say, wow, I'd love to meet that guy. I'd love to. How much bigger is he? He says, my ways are above your ways, high as the heavens are above the earth. My thoughts are above your thoughts. Right? And what he wants to do is to just, it changes our life when we do this. We go, you got it. You got it. So, think about this. So if you have Matt and the Japanese foreign student dude and some Navy SEAL and the guy packing and all this kind of stuff, and you're going down the street in a rough part of downtown, you know, you're going to be worried? I wouldn't be. I go, they got it. Matt will handle one kind of guy, this guy handle the other one, this Navy SEAL, MMA guy. You know, I got it because of who's around me. I don't have to be tough. I don't have to know anything, do anything. I just listen. They say, go here, go here. Oh, look at me. Hey, we got this, Rick. Just sit there. You know, we got this. Oh, don't you just sit. You don't need to run away. We got it. Boom, boom, boom. All over. Okay, let's go. You know, You don't even think twice. And yet we worry about God having our back. Say, well, I don't think I can go talk in front of the people. I don't think I could this. I don't think I could that. If God's called you to do something, He says, I got your back. I've got it. I can't overcome drugs. Well, who said? I can't overcome this. I can't do this. I can't stay clean. I can't stay clean. I can't stay sober. Really? Where did you get that you can't stay sober? That you can't stay clean? I can't stay married. Where'd you get it? You can't stay married. I can't handle this person anymore. Really? Who told you that? Did God tell you you're not able to love? You did it. You made yourself bigger than God when you go say you can't do something that God says you can do. You're actually, that's what you're doing. And so when it talks about humble yourself unto the Lord, you know, people say, oh, okay, I'll be tiny small. You don't need to get any smaller. You're small enough already. Okay? You don't have to. Humbling yourself doesn't say, oh, I've got to go make myself small and make myself worthless and make myself this and that. No. You realize how much better everything else is around you, how powerful God is around you. You're already a wimp and a shrimp that nothing takes you apart. Anything can touch you. So think of the coronavirus. Okay, it's so small. Okay, it's so small that it can go, you know, through anything. You know, N95 masks about the only thing that keeps it going through. So you think you have all this stuff, and the bed bugs, they're pretty small too, right? And look how they take you, change your life. Little bed bug. All of a sudden, your whole life's turned upside down. You go, what happened? Ah! Spray everywhere. You know, everything goes crazy. It's a tiny little thing. Can't you guys beat up a bed bug? Come on. Beat the thing up. Squish it. Aren't you, man? You let a bed bug change your life? Yeah. Why? Because they're going to cause all kinds of trouble. You know? Got to do something about it. Coronavirus. If you're old and sick and stuff like that, and you've got pre-existing conditions, it has a good chance of killing you. You know, tiny little thing, virus can kill you. So just think of the tiniest little things that can take us out. We're very weak and very frail. Think how long you could go without water, how long you could go without food, how long you can go without air, how long you know, we're extremely frail while at the same time we're tough. No, so this is the message, you just get it deep, is don't make yourself less at all. Just meditate on the greatness of God. Meditate on the greatness of God. What would it take for God to just create time? Well, He just made time. He just made time. He just made light out of nothing. He took absolute nothingness and just by His word created this thing, and He holds it all together. And all these molecules and laws of physics and all these different things that are involved that here our brightest and best minds just try to understand what's been created. Just trying to understand it. And He created something so great that man still is looking at the universe and trying to understand all this stuff. And God just made it. And yet we continue to question Him.